Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now these statements of Jesus, I mean, you've heard them. A lot of you have known them for years. Well done, you good and faithful servant. How many believe that this life is short? I mean, it's about this long and we're going to be out of here, and soon and very soon, you and me, all of us going to be standing in front of the Lord. This is not a fairy tale. This is not just somebody's theory or idea. If you believe the Bible, if it's true, it has to be this way. Soon and very soon, all this is going to be over. You and I are going to be standing in front of the Lord. We're going to give an account of what we did in the body on the earth, right? And what do we want to hear? Come on, tell me, what do we want to hear? Without exception, every one of you, every one of us want to hear, well done, Keith. Well done, Bob and Susie and Tom and John. Well done. Good and what?
Faithful
servant. And he says it again. You have been faithful over a few things. Now I'm going to make you ruler over much. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Are you going to want to hear that? Is it reasonable for us to think we're going to hear that if we have not been faithful? Now this is the part people don't want to think about. People want to be unfaithful. They want to be lazy. They want to be lax. You can't count on them for anything in church. They're not faithful on the job. They're not faithful to their family members. And yet, some way or another, they think they're going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Now, when we get there, we will not be able to change it. Good news. We're not there yet. Oh, come on. Now, good news. We are not standing there yet. We still got some time. We don't know how much we got, but how many understand if it's a day or another month or another 10 years, we still got opportunity to be faithful. And we know the Lord will forgive us of past unfaithfulness, right? He forgives us of all sins. He'll forgive us and cleanse us. And if we'll get faithful, we can still hear it. Even if we've been grossly unfaithful in times past, we can still hear it if we'll make the changes today and now. If this is true, and if you believe the Bible, you have to say it is, then we should be very interested in what it means to be faithful. And we should be examining ourselves. Am I faithful? Go with me, if you would, to the book of Proverbs, please. Proverbs 20. Proverbs 20 and verse 6 says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. What do most men do? They're going to proclaim, they're going to tell what? Their own goodness. They're going to tell you how good they are. But I heard somebody a while back say, they said it in a funny way. This guy was telling them how amazing he was. And the other fellow said, yeah, he said, that's what I hear. He said, nah, it's mostly you I'm hearing it from. He said, but that's what I hear. So, most people will tell you about how good they are, but read the rest of it. But what? But a faithful man, who can find? Who can find? The English version says, everyone talks about how loyal and faithful he is, but just try to find someone who really is. So is faithfulness a widespread characteristic? According to the Bible, it's rare. Who can find? Didn't say there were none. They're just not everywhere. Now, there's a lot of people who will tell you they are. But who can find indicates that a whole lot of the ones that are saying they are not faithful. Well, it's not for me to judge you or you to judge me. But it is for us to judge ourselves. Am I faithful? And you don't need to be quick to answer that question, do you? Because we've already read, that's what most everybody does, is goes, oh yeah, yeah. Oh man, you can count on me. Oh yeah, yeah, I got you back. I'm your man. I'm solid. Well, the Bible said, almost everybody says that. But when it comes down to it, they're not. But we got to make up our mind. We're going to be. We're going to be some of those rare ones. We won't tell you how faithful we are. We're going to show you. Don't tell me how you're going to back me up. Show me. Right? Oh, in the ministry, you hear a lot of stuff. I don't know at the times. We've heard people, you know. And so I had a lady telling me something the other while back, and she was going to sow all this money in the ministry. She was going to do all these wonderful things. And she finally said, "You don't act all that excited." I said, "Well, I've heard a lot of things." I said, "I appreciate your heart." Of course, she's not done any of it yet. It's been years. But there was no need for me to jump up and down. All kind of people, you know, want to talk. Oh, you know, we're with you on this, and we'll help you on this. And some way or another, things change, and they get busy, and things change, and they just don't have the time. And what it is if the Lord told you to do something and you don't do it, you are unfaithful. You commit and say you're going to do something and you don't do it. The Bible talks about in Psalms, that's one of the characteristics of a godly individual and the kind of person God can bless. Somebody that'll even swear to their own hurt and changes not. What does that mean? You committed and then you find out it's going to cost you. But you do it. Right? You stay with what you said. Man, we live in a society where you can have four lawyers and a 90-page contract. And they still won't do it. They'll still get out of it. Right? And you know, there was a time when you look a man in the eye and you shake his hand and that was it. That was it. I mean, a fella would die trying to do it. Well, that's godly. That's not just old-timey. That's godly. Godly. So we're not just going to be those that talk that we are faithful and reliable and loyal. We're going to demonstrate it by the grace of God. And that's a lot more challenging to do than just talk about it and tell how wonderful you are. It's like marriage, you know. I've had people tell me, you know, men tell me what a great husband they are. And I said, "Well, that's all fine and good." I said, "But that's not really the deal. You know, it's your wife that can tell us how good of a husband you are. Not you. You're not your husband." "I'm a great wife." "Well, says who?" "Well, I know I am. I'm a tremendous wife." "Well, you're not your own wife. You're his wife. Let's ask him." Oh, this is going over wonderfully. Isn't it? But see, that's just elaboration on this. Everybody wants to tell how good they are and how faithful they are. But a real faithful person, he said, who can find them? They are rare. But they're going to be more common around here. Hmm? Come on now, they're going to be more common around here. If we really are interested, there are such tremendous blessings for the faithful man and woman of God. We've read these about in time to come, hearing these wonderful words. But let me just remind you just of a few more. We'll get to these later perhaps. But Proverbs 28:20, don't turn there. But it says, a faithful man will abound with blessings. One translation says, overflow. Does it pay to be faithful? Faithful people overflow with blessings. Psalm 31:23 says, the Lord preserves the faithful. That's talking about being kept. That's talking about being protected. Do you want to be protected? Do you want to be preserved and kept and safe? Be faithful. Be faithful. You're abounding with blessings, being kept, being protected, being preserved, and standing in front of that throne of the Master and hearing, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many things. Come on in here, boy, and enjoy the goodness of the Lord. This is only for who? Not just people that went to church twice. Now, I know a lot of folk don't like to hear this. This is not politically correct. But it's scripturally correct. It is unreasonable. It is deception to think you'll be unfaithful all your life and you're going to have all these blessings and you're going to be preserved and protected and you're going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, unless you have actually been faithful. So if we believe this, we ought to get on a quest. Come on, if I got some people with me now, get a, for what? To find out what it is to be faithful and to see to it that we is one. That we are one. By the grace of God, can you be faithful? Even if you've been grossly unfaithful in times past, it's possible. All things are possible to him that believes. God can help us. We can become faithful. What is faithfulness? We answered it week before last. We answered in a word. What is faithfulness? I can answer it in one word. God. God is faithful.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, He Cannot Lie, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611C. That's R611C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.